Apple Podcasts, and we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. Secretary of State Antony Blinken in Saudi Arabia says there's been measurable progress in getting more food aid into Gaza. Meanwhile, ABC's Christian Cordero says there's movement in ceasefire talks between Israel and Hamas that are taking place in Cairo, Egypt.
The Wall Street Journal reports the potential deal includes around 20 hostages being released in return for Israel releasing an estimated 500 Palestinian prisoners and allowing 300,000 people to return to northern Gaza.
The New York Times reports top Israeli officials believe they could face arrest warrants from the International Criminal Court in the near future as pro-Palestinian protests continue across the U.S. The weekend's extreme weather is blamed for five deaths, four of them in Oklahoma, one in Iowa, and no arguments today in former President Trump's criminal hush money trial. ABC News has learned he met Sunday with Florida governor and former rival Ron DeSantis. This is ABC News. A district attorney in upstate New York is now facing an investigation after apparently trying to get herself out of a speeding ticket. ABC's Rhiannon Alley says Monroe County DA Sandra Dorley was caught on a police body cam video at her home after refusing to pull over for a traffic stop.
Dorley admitted she was speeding.
I was going 55 coming home from work.
55 and a 35.
I don't really care.
Eventually, she told the officer to write her a ticket.
I'm the one who prosecutes it, okay? Just go ahead and do it. Go ahead. You know what I've been dealing with all day? Three murders in the city. And do you think I really care if I was going 20 miles over the speed limit?
Now, New York Governor Kathy Hochul has referred Dorley's case to the Commission on Prosecutorial Conduct, saying Dorley has undermined her ability to hold others accountable for violating the law.
An unusual roundup east of Seattle, four zebras got loose from their owner's trailer on I-90. I'm Brian Clark, ABC News.
Are you and your family weather ready?
I'm Terry Barr, producer of the Slice of Wisconsin series.
Wisconsin weather is ever-changing, and all of us with Civic Media believe awareness can make a difference. Our weather-ready stories will offer the information you need. Here's meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
A weather radio should be considered an important piece of your family's safety plan. It's an automated 24-hour emergency source, which is a reliable way to receive weather alerts and information about a storm, tornado, or flood in your area. And if you lose power, these radios have a battery backup. NOAA Weather Radio All Hazards Awareness Day is Wednesday, May 1st. As a Weather Ready ambassador, I suggest taking time to learn how these radios work, whether you are inside or out on your boat or camping. The Wisconsin Emergency Management website is a great place to start. Go to wem.wi.gov. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Donald Trump campaigns in Wisconsin next week, which suits Wisconsin Democratic Party Chairman Ben Wickler just fine.
The more they find out what Donald Trump is promising to do to Americans if he wins again, the more voters move towards Democrats.
Republican Chair Brian Schimming says President Biden visits Wisconsin so often because he's in trouble here.
It's not because they're confident in Wisconsin. It's because they know they're in trouble in Wisconsin. There's no doubt about that.
The two spoke at a WISC Politics luncheon Thursday. Four Wisconsin technical colleges will use $75,000 to train young firefighters. The Youth Volunteer Firefighter Training Program aims to boost recruits for rural volunteer fire departments. And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
It's the Brewers and the Rays tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers host the Rays at AmFam Field. Milwaukee coming off a 15-5 loss yesterday to New York. The Yankees' 6'7" Aaron Judge sliding into second, using his big hand to block shortstop Willy Adames' throw to first, but not called for interference, Pat Murphy.
In the judgment of the umpire, there was not interference intentionally. I think after they watch it on video, if you guys watch it, it's hard to say that he wasn't making an attempt, at least purposely obstruct.
NBA, no Dame, no Giannis, and then no Bobby Portis after he was ejected. The Bucks losing last night in Indy, 126-113, now down 3-1 to the Pacers. Game 5 tomorrow night at Fiserv Forum. The Packers adding 11 new players in the NFL draft.
It's a long process that starts in the middle of the summer for our guys, and to get to the end of it and feel really good about helping your football team is a really good feeling.
That's Packers GM Brian Gutekunst with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Some patchy fog, a few off and on sprinkles this morning. Gradual clearing by later this afternoon. Our high today, 66. The wind southwest at 10 to 20, gusting to 25. Tonight, partly cloudy, 45. Tomorrow, sunshine, 67, with a shower or thunderstorm possible tomorrow night. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 46.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, the Madison Mallards' Kyle Chisholm joins us to talk all things baseball. Three headlines in a lie. I hope you can join us.
Matt Nair on air, weekday mornings at 10.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin, live from the Civic Media Studios at the City Deck Landing in Green Bay, and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest-serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor.
Begin the day with a friendly voice, a companion unobtrusive.
And here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Happy Monday.
A nice Monday.
It's a nice Monday. 47 degrees in Green Bay, 46 in Hamilton, 50 in Oshkosh.
We like 65 today? Oh, he goes out, he rolls his chair to the window.
I just had to check the flags.
And then I'm going to see how close you are. And then he tells me, like, he, with some authority, that what the wind is. But go ahead. I got it right here.
Very little wind coming from the northeast, but just like 2 miles an hour.
What do you got there, Jim? Because I've got from the east, northeast, 7 miles an hour.
Mm. No, you know what I got?
What?
3 miles per hour wind.
Well, then we'll give them that.
I'd take a bell.
Yeah. Which, when do you have it going?
Thank you.
What, Todd? What direction?
Mine said east, northeast.
What did you say?
East, northeast.
This has east.
Well, east, yeah.
Okay.
A little bit from the north.
Okay.
All right, here you go.
That flag is amazing. I didn't know that was our weather flag, but it's the official weather flag now. Yeah.
Happy Monday to you. The Packer draft, or the NFL draft, over. We've got Pete Doherty from the Green Bay Press Gazette, who covers the Packers on a minute-by-minute basis.
Yeah.
You know, those guys, when you have a beat like that in the NFL, it's so amazingly competitive.
Yeah.
With guys getting cut and things like that.
And who's, quickest?
Who's the quickest?
Right.
There is such a thing regarding that. It's unbelievable.
Do they jump the gun, though? That stuff, it's so competitive. People must say they got, maybe they don't have it confirmed, and then they jump out, and I don't know. That would be, you get in trouble for that. But there's so much
rumors.
There's so many rumors out there that, but yeah, Pete's been doing that. He's great.
He's unbelievable. So he's coming out at 7:30. We got a full house.
Yeah, and he's going to be talking about really the NFL, the player draft. But then we have the mayor coming on, who's back from Detroit, and he's going to talk to us. I'm not exactly sure what time he's coming on. Not today, I don't think, but this week, just to talk about, can we handle it? What are the opportunities? What's he worried about? But
yeah.
I mean, I don't know if those numbers were right. Did you see that? 700,000?
Yeah.
I mean, that's unbelievable.
It's unbelievable.
I mean, we get 85.
Well, I mean, what was the first night? 200 and what?
50,
50?
Right? Yeah.
So, I mean, you know,
wow.
Same thing almost for, you know, 3 days in a row. It's unbelievable. Yeah. And that's coming to town next week. I'm going to be honest with you. I'm sorry, next year. Yeah. can we handle that?
Honestly,
didn't you kind of think that? It's like, holy cow.
Well, they said 70% of the people drive, which, you know, I don't know what that means, but.
Well, I mean, so they're within a couple of hours, probably.
Right. So they're not worried about
hotels.
No.
Yeah.
They think people will.
I know. Just the overwhelming, our streets or some, I don't know. But it's just, it'll be great. Looking forward to it.
I kind of don't want to be in Green Bay.
I know a lot of people.
I mean, I'm
going to
be honest with you.
Lots and lots of people were saying that.
But we're going to be here interviewing people that
and
do
selling pasties.
And,
selling pasties.
We're going to make some money. Yeah. Guys, that could be our.
Not even a question.
That could be our last week because we'll make we'll have so much money. It's like, okay, I'm cashing it in.
Yeah.
Yep, that's going to be fun. I'm excited about it. I think that's going to be great, and I'm excited to talk to Eric about that. And I think the small, like I said, these students that can maybe try some vending stuff. You know, it's going to be, I don't know, it'll be interesting to see.
Todd, we should do a big countdown.
All right.
Countdown to the draft.
Yeah.
Type thing. Yeah.
You think we're too far away? It's just that, you know, the headlines on whatever was Green Bay's on the clock.
Yeah, that's what I mean. I love that.
Yeah.
I like it that Mayor Eric, was all in helping me fix up that Bart Starr corner.
Right. Before a few things we got to get done before the draft,
yes.
For sure. And that would be definitely one of them.
I guarantee you, we're going to make that so cool. It's going to be incredible.
Yeah.
Promise that.
And I talked to that guy, I forgot his name, who was on here, the Airbnb guy, about renting your home.
Yeah.
So I'm going to.
Excellent.
We get him back, see how that's all going.
Okay, sounds good. Today is National Zipper Day. All right. Today is National Shrimp.
How do you celebrate that?
I don't know. I really don't know. I don't know. I still remember there was always a big controversy, or not controversy, big decision you had to make when you were a kid, because we always used to have to wear boots. We just called them boots, but they're the worst thing. They're the least attractive and manly thing that you had to wear for like 8 months out of the year when I was growing up.
Yeah.
The big boot. And, you know, if you wore boots that you pull on, now you're cool. You know, whatever.
But they're the ones that
either had the zipper or the buckles. You remember those? Do they even still make those? You never see those anymore.
No.
Those were the worst thing. You just felt like such a dork all the time. But you had to wear them, or you'd be slipping and sliding, and you had to wear the school shoes, and
I think that's an interesting story, the zipper. Either was that his name, or he patented it. How would you like the patent on the zipper? Mm. Is that unbelievable?
Yeah.
I mean, just think, it's everywhere, and you have purses.
Yeah.
And, anyway.
But was it better to have the zipper or the buckles? Because the zippers would always get full of snow, and they'd never work right, and then you'd pull really hard with the pliers, and then they'd break, and then they'd whatever. You know what I mean?
I don't know about the pliers, but...
Well, you had to use the pliers. Everybody used the pliers to pull them up. Did everybody wear those, or was that a UP thing?
No, we had... they zipped up the center.
Yeah.
Yeah, and we had those.
I don't remember the worst?
I don't remember the pliers.
I hated the fact that you'd get all dressed up to go out, so you had your snowsuit on, your hat, all that, and then you're trying to put these boots on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh.
We called swampers. Did you call those swampers back in the day?
No.
The Sorels? Did you have the Sorels? Where they had the felt lining in them. They were like leather and rubber on the outside and then a felt lining, thick felt lining.
Well, I think we had, why Sorels?
That's what was the name of them, Sorels.
Is that a UP thing? Must be.
I don't know. People out there, help me out on this. Sorels, Texas.
Sorels, that sounds like a...
Sorels, that was the name of
them. Sorel shoes.
Okay.
Yeah,
but they're Sorel boots.
Sounds like a music group from Detroit.
No, they had a thick felt thing to keep your feet warm. But then the cool thing, but then I became cool. My brother got me a pair of snowmobile boots.
Oh, those, yeah.
Now, all of a sudden, you're cool.
Yeah.
Now, all of a sudden, I was the cool kid.
Yep.
And you know what else? He let me all of his eraser, his snowmobile eraser. He used to give me his patches, and my mom would sew them on my winter coat.
Yep.
So I'd be going to school then.
That's cool. Like,
you know, 480 racing team and snowmobile boots. Now, who was cool?
Yep.
No, Bad hair, but still cool.
I would agree.
All right. Thanks, cool stuff. Right. Today is also Shrimp Scampi Day.
Good stuff.
I love shrimp more than any food on the face of the earth. I will eat shrimp. I could be like a Forrest Gump and eat shrimp every day.
You like salmon too.
Love salmon. Love seafood. I'm a huge man. I've been reading a lot about fatty fish oil. How good it is for you.
Yeah.
That's why my salad yesterday, I put a whole thing of anchovies.
Yeah, that's all right.
Love it.
A little salty, but that's
good. A little salty.
By the way, thanks for
insulting me.
What's that?
I heard Todd.
Which was this? No.
What? Me? No, I...
So he runs into my son?
Okay,
At the funeral home?
Sure.
Or is my son bringing food over for his shelter?
Yeah. The homeless shelter.
You know the mayor introduces him?
What?
This is Dominic. He's the son of the guy that tortures me for 3 hours every day.
That is how I introduced him.
Wow.
We have a lot of listeners over at the shelter, so it didn't take much for them to make that connection, because you're the only... One who does that.
Okay, I got to make a confession about something else, Todd.
Okay.
Typical why we are just too old, whatever you want to call it, guys.
What?
So we go to an event, just a very casual event. It was really fun. It was a night, very nice thing, Saturday night, and to a charity thing.
Relay for the Races for Resource Center.
Okay.
We went to that.
They had a great turnout, raised a lot of money.
Yep.
It was super. Right. Met some great people. All right. So I go to Jim. I guess, boy, I could use, you know, they're selling beer there with proceeds, you know, part of the proceeds going towards the thing. So, you know, they're encouraging people to do that because they're making money off that. Okay, great. So I go to Jim. I go, I forgot my wallet. I could really use a beer. He goes, okay. He goes, oh, my wallet's in the car too. So
it really was.
Listen, so we go up. There's $7 with a portion of it going back to the charity.
Yeah.
He has $5.
That's all
we
had.
We have to drink ice water instead of beer.
That's all I had on me in cash. $5.
That's... How cool are we? Look at us. We got this big radio show. And he's the mayor and I'm my own. We, between us, couldn't buy one beer.
That is true.
He's like, where's that ice water? I need more ice water.
That's right.
Oh. How sad is that when we go out? Today's also National Dance Day. All right. Did you ever watch, when I was a kid, Saturday mornings, we got Channel 50 out of Detroit, Soul Train.
Oh, God, yes.
Oh, when they would do the dance, when everybody would go through and do their things. And in the 70s, they really, the guys had the huge hats on and everything.
Yeah.
That, remember who Soul Train was brought to you by?
I don't know, some hair thing?
Afro Sheen.
Yeah.
Hey, man, check out your Afro with Ultra Afro Sheen. Yep. Yeah, that was the big thing. Big Daddy Don Cornelius.
Knew their audience.
That was huge. Big Daddy Don Cornelius. Wish Day. All right. All right. Small Business Week. We're always all about small businesses. Yeah,
I don't think that's right. Small what? Business Week, I think, is in June.
I think you're wrong.
Mm.
Okay.
Go ahead.
No. Willie Nelson turns 90 today.
April 28th through May 4th is National Small Business Week.
We celebrate it here in June. And I know
that's fine, but nationally, it's this week.
Okay.
So maybe the state one is in June.
All right. Wow. Okay. I never knew that. Well, okay. So, all right. Small businesses, like Johnny said, we love them. And support your small businesses.
All right.
Okay.
Uma Thurman, love her. What movie? And what's a young lady's name?
I don't know.
Mia Wallace. And the young man's name? Vincent Vega. All right. The Jackrabbit Slim Dance Competition. It was a teenage wedding, and the old folks wished him well. Remember that?
No.
Doing the eye thing and everything?
Todd?
No.
Okay,
Pulp
good.
Pulp Fiction.
Oh, geez. That's the only movie you saw. Not the only one. You saw a lot of movies. You referenced that one a lot.
I try to make it easy for you.
Yeah. Okay.
Jerry Seinfeld is 69, had lunch at Creamery Friday. Our waitress was the girl who waited on Jerry Seinfeld.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did she have any inside information?
No, he just said super nice. He's with two other guys. And super nice. Left a $50 tip.
Nice.
Yeah. But he didn't even pay for it. One of his friends paid for it. Of course. You know, so. But, yeah, she didn't ask for autograph or anything. But she said just super nice, very nice. Michelle Pfeiffer. I always liked Michelle Pfeiffer. I always had a thing for Michelle Pfeiffer. She's 65. Jay Cutler is 40. What?
What's he doing?
I was just going to say, Cutler, what's he doing
nothing.
Now?
I used to watch his show. Did you ever watch his show with Kristen Cavallari?
Mm-mm.
And she would always get on. It's like, what did you do today? I picked up, there were like some sticks in the yard and I picked them up. Okay. What else?
Yeah.
I mean, he was just such a deadbeat.
Yeah.
You know, I still remember that game against the Packers, the big playoff game, championship game. Remember that BJ Raj intercepted that pass, scored a touchdown?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And Cutler got hurt and they put in that kid, like the third stringer, and Cutler didn't say a thing to him that entire game. He went over, I think he sat on an exercise bike or something, didn't talk to anybody. Wouldn't you think if you're the starting quarterback and the third stringer has to go in, you'd be there every play when he comes off the field?
Yeah.
Every play?
Yeah. And that was that was at Soldiers Field, right? That was the playoff game? We went to Dallas after that.
Yeah. Exactly. Just a weird person. But anyway, Willie Nelson, all Willie Nelson today. Right, Todd? Man, we got a full boat. Stay with us, folks. Here we go.
On the road again.
This is the talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Are you and your family weather ready?
I'm Terry Barr, producer of the Slice of Wisconsin series. Wisconsin weather is ever-changing, and all of us with Civic Media believe awareness can make a difference. Our weather-ready stories will offer the information you need. Here's meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
A weather radio should be considered an important piece of your family's safety plan. It's an automated 24-hour emergency source, which is a reliable way to receive weather alerts and information about a storm, tornado, or flood in your area. And if you lose power, these radios have a battery backup. NOAA Weather Radio All Hazards Awareness Day is Wednesday, May 1st. As a Weather Ready ambassador, I suggest taking time to learn how these radios work, whether you are inside or out on your boat or camping. The Wisconsin Emergency Management website is a great place to start. Go to wem.wi.gov. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for the Devil's Advocates radio show.
Hey, welcome back. Mind on the Mayor here in a great looking Monday morning. 97.6 FM WGBW, 98.3 FM WISS.
Try that number again on the WGBW.
97.9 FM?
There you go.
What did I say?
95.7 or something weird like that.
Yeah. Oh. 97.9 FM WGBW, 98.3 FM WISS. And of course, the Civic Media app. Saturday was so nice with the sun, but that wind was incredible. I went for my walk, did 6,000 steps. And I had to take my visor off. So when I was going over the bridge, I had to run out into the lane and grab my visor. It was blowing into the river.
Yeah.
That was crazy
it was
wind.
Like 50 miles an hour. But in comparison, did you see the news down on south of Oklahoma City?
Yeah.
That's unbelievable. They said that was an E3, which is like 125.
Just knocked everything down. It was unbelievable.
That 50-mile-an-hour wind that we had on Saturday, it's almost three times that.
Yeah. Can you imagine that?
No.
I can't. I've never been. Todd, when you used to chase those things, or maybe we're going to ask, what's like the strongest thing you were ever around?
I stayed as far away from them as possible.
Oh, I never thought, really, okay.
But we had really bad ones down in Mississippi.
That's what I mean.
But yeah, they were crazy. What we get up here is bad. Down there, it's just like 10 times as worse.
Yeah.
As bad.
And it's not, like Omaha got hit hard.
Yeah, that's true.
Not, that's just over the border, really.
Yeah.
It's like, wow, that was unbelievable. But my brother even called me the other day. He said, how are you guys doing weather-wise? I said, it's fine. These national news. The Weather Channel was saying this storm is starting in Texas. It's going straight up through Wisconsin into Marquette, Michigan, with all tornado warnings and everything. But it like petered out before it got here, it sounds like, huh?
We talked about last summer how it was like 113 in some of these cities for like 35 days. And then we talked about how the winter we're really lucky. I don't think we talk about how good the weather is.
I agree.
Because everybody's, it's tundra.
How do people live up there in the winter?
Yeah. We've had, even tornadoes. I mean, we just don't have that.
Yeah, we're isolated. Knock on wood, but we're lucky.
We are.
We really are.
I don't know. I think it's great here.
I agree. I mean, with those kind of things, that's the absolute truth. But it's like we don't get those crazy extremes in any way.
Yeah.
Or even, have they ever had an earthquake in Wisconsin? Watch. All these things are going to happen. And we're talking about it. Watch. Watch.
Especially the way you work lately. You say something
and it happens. True.
It's weird.
Yeah. Okay.
That happened again on my phone. I'm not kidding. I can't remember what we were talking about and something popped up.
Oh, yeah. That's weird. We're talking about
phone. Somebody? Yes.
Yeah. And then they call.
It's the scariest thing.
No, that's weird. That's weird.
It is bizarre.
Yeah.
It is bizarre. But when we were talking about the shoes that day and those things popped up.
Right.
And I think another day we were talking about bikes and something popped up for mountain bikes, off-trail bikes. By the way, I was just checking some of those bikes. They're $3,000.
Those minor bikes?
No. Those fat tire ones and everything. Is that much? Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. But we got a guy coming in this week from the reclaimed bike thing. Right, Todd?
Right.
Yes, we do. In fact, let me just double check here. Woosencraft and Mike Johnson are coming in on Tuesday, tomorrow morning at 8 o'clock from the Green Bay Bicycle Collective.
Excellent.
That is going to be great because you're going to buy a bike from them,
I'm buying
a
bike, not even a question.
Okay.
I can't wait to get on the trails.
Yes.
Yeah.
I have to make sure I got air on the tires. But yeah, I've got bikes.
You got bikes?
Oh, yeah.
You want to go bike riding this year, you and me?
No, but I've got bikes.
We can go down that. Where is it? Ledgeview. They're on the way to Wrightstown.
And we can go to that.
Get a little craft brewery.
That wine bar.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You want to do that? We'll bike together?
I don't know, John. Let me check my schedule.
Take a lunch, maybe? Pack a little lunch? I'll put a basket on mine so we got to
carry the lunch. That's where this is going to end up. Nope.
We find some dead animals. I can pick them up, take them home to work on them for my taxidermy.
What we'll do, maybe we'll do this. Maybe we'll take the boat up and go through the locks. That's pretty cool.
That'd be fine.
That is.
I'd do that. All right.
That's fun. So.
Still working on that. I want to toss this out there to my buddies from the old days, from the whatever happened. Does anybody know what exactly happened? And they would have to be longtime listeners of my other shows. Whatever happened to the fossil? because that was my boat. It was donated to me. It was this beautiful Chris Craft wooden boat from like 1948.
How? Okay. What, how many feet?
I think 16. Okay. Maybe 18. Not bad. Yeah.
What kind of motor was on there?
Inboard.
Yeah, but what was it like?
Mercury.
Okay. What was it like? What? Could you ski behind? Was it like a?
Yeah.
It was more than 35. It was a 50, 75.
Yeah.
Yeah.
50, 75, whatever it takes. And
did you ski?
No, I tried it one time and I failed miserably. My poor lady, Sally Heideman, one of the nicest ladies in America. Her husband was Mike Heideman, head coach at Green Bay. Nicest people. Had us up at their cabin up on Potato Lake.
Yep.
Ever Potato Lake? Mm-hmm. Nice, nice. And we spent like 4 hours.
Trying to get you up?
Trying to get me up.
Yeah, and see.
Never happened even one time. Couldn't do it even one time.
That's a patient driver.
Yeah.
I wouldn't. No, I.
Sally, can we try it once more? Okay. And she would drive around. You ready? Okay, now stay down. Boom, I'd go down. But, boom, I'd go down. So I finally got to the point. They put out an inner tube, and I just hung on the inner tube.
That's kind of fun, though. That's fun. It's a lot of fun. The wakes and stuff. But
yeah.
You when you were starting, you should have just stood up. That's what you're doing that wrong. You were just, okay, whatever. We can maybe learn how to do that.
No, I don't have it in me. I don't have it in me to water ski. Certain things people have it, your gene pool or whatever.
No, certain things you don't. I'm not a great water skier.
Well, nobody right off the bat learns how to water ski, do they? I mean, well,
it's like riding a bike. You either learn or you don't. What do you mean you don't learn? You get out of the water and it's like, oh, I know how to ski. It's like riding a bike. It's the exact same thing. It's the same feeling.
Well, it's a lot harder than riding a bike.
No, it's not. It's the same feeling. It's like, okay, I got it. You just hit the boom and then you stand up and it's like, okay, this is cool.
What?
Todd, you water ski?
No.
Do you water ski?
Yeah.
Where did you water ski?
Well, when I was a kid, we had a boat, so we water skied.
Of course you did.
On the, we water skied on the West Twin River.
Okay.
Can you believe that? I mean, that's not a very wide river. Yeah, I skied on there. I don't know.
So you had a pony. You had a pool table. You had a dirt bike. You had two fireplaces in your home. And you had a water skiing boat. And you weren't privileged.
No. No.
And I put that thing on my Facebook yesterday. I found this old 1967 NFL stars.
Yeah, I thought that was cool. But that was funny how you afford it. I think you make some of that up.
That's where I got all my money. Nightcrawlers. I was telling Todd, nightcrawlers were so big in my family. My sister did a science project and was earned a trip to the National Science Project Convention in Kansas City on her science project on nightcrawlers. My brother paid his way through school selling nightcrawlers. So one of our customers was John Volker. Do you know who John Volker is?
They don't.
John Volker was a big judge, a state judge in Michigan, and a huge author. Wrote numerous books. He was a huge outdoorsman, huge trout fisherman, and he wrote the movie Anatomy of a Murder, starring George C. Scott, Jimmy Stewart, Lee Remick, Ben Gazzara, that was all filmed up in the UP.
And he bought nightcrawlers.
He was one of our customers.
Sister? Wow.
He would come to our house 5 o'clock on a Saturday morning. We'd go in the basement with him and give him nightcrawlers.
You had nightcrawlers in your house?
In the basement. We'd go out in the woods. We'd collect moss and bus bedding. I'm telling you, my brother literally paid his way through college working in a gas station and selling nightcrawlers. There was a lot of money in it back in the day.
Wow.
Yeah.
And you just go dig them up. Huh?
No, we wouldn't dig every night. We'd put up the hose in certain parts, make sure the grass was cut low. Then we'd go out where they were laying out to get out of their wet holes.
That makes sense.
Because worms drown.
That makes sense. Yeah. So that's why after a storm, they're on the sidewalk.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Do you ever have one of those electric prods that you put in the ground to make them
come out? No, but I wanted one.
My mom had one.
I read that like in a Mechanics Illustrated magazine.
Yeah.
I so wanted that. And my dad thought I'd
electrocute yourself.
Yeah.
I believe. Yeah, I'm with your dad on that. You know what? Maybe we did grow up in two different worlds because we wouldn't go outside after a rainstorm because
you get wet.
Because of the night crawlers.
You get wet
because of the night crawlers.
Because of the night crawlers
on the sidewalk.
Oh my god! Got this from Big Wayne. I was a member of the Crivet Ski Cats and the Twin Bridge Ski Team.
Wow.
Big Wayne. Wayne's cooler than us,
he
too.
Yeah, there's no doubt.
We got Brittany Merlot coming up. We got Senator Gary Drzewicki coming up. We got Pete Doherty from the Green Bay Press Gazette coming up. We got Jane Benson from Wisconsin Grassroots Festival. We got a lot of stuff back after this.
The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW. This is your hometown radio, refreshed. Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
Well, we're just days away from learning the identity of our next Alice in Dairyland. We've got another candidate to introduce you to. I'm PM Yonke with a quick update on what's happening in food and farming news on a Monday. Katrina Hosley from Denmark, our focal point today. Her comments next.
This is Mike.
Hey.
He's getting a quick haircut at the local barber school.
It's only $5. How bad can it?
Oh! Yikes. Don't be like Mike when it comes to weed control. Get the job done right the first time and plan ahead with Status Herbicide. It delivers elite corn safety and reliable performance, so you don't have to deal with more problems than you bargained for.
No!
Status Herbicide from BASF. Always read and follow label directions.
Katrina Hosley from Denmark is currently a senior at UW-River Falls, focused in on ag marketing communications and ag business. She's held a lot of different leadership roles involving Wisconsin agriculture and says it's helped her better understand how big the audience for Alice really is.
When you look at the agricultural industry, 1 in 9 jobs relates to agriculture, and they're not all in production agriculture. We need all kinds of kinds, whether it be bankers, marketers, or people in the processing, all kinds of kinds, like I said. So that's one thing that I really look forward to throughout these upcoming months is promoting that the Alice in Dairyland program connects with people of all kinds, all backgrounds, and encourages them to get involved in agriculture, whether it be having conversations with their local producers or just having that understanding of where their food comes from when they are in the grocery store.
Katrina Hosley from Denmark, another one of our Alice in Dairyland finalists. Remember, they will begin their final phase of the interview process Friday in Door County.
Don't let sick calves get you down and drain your profits. Get your calves up and moving with BioVet's Calf Electrolyte. Our Baselite product contains balanced electrolytes for restoring and maintaining proper fluid levels in scouring calves. Baselite also provides additional energy to support recovery. It's easy to mix, and calves drink it down to the last drop. Learn more about Baselite at bio-vet.com.
Innovation, that's BioVet.
And school districts will maintain their right to offer flavored milk in their lunch program. The U.S. Department of Agriculture confirmed their school nutrition standards last week. Brad Olson, president of the Wisconsin Farm Bureau Federation, said they appreciated USDA recognizing how important flavored milk and cheese is in a nutritious meal. He said they were disappointed that USDA missed an opportunity to restore 2% and whole milk to school breakfast and lunch programs. He said the science is clear, and they'll continue to work with lawmakers to enact Whole Milk for Healthy Kids Act. That's just a quick snapshot on what's happening in food news for a Monday. Don't forget, more available, MidwestFarmReport.com. Follow us on social media. I'm PM Yonke.
Some patchy fog, a few off and on sprinkles this morning. Gradual clearing by later this afternoon. Our high today, 66. The wind southwest at 10 to 20, gusting to 25. Tonight, partly cloudy, 45. Tomorrow, sunshine, 67, with a shower or thunderstorm possible tomorrow night. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 48.
What is dadication?
The thing that drives me every day as a dad is Dariano. We call him Day-Day for short. Every day, he's hungry for something, whether it's attention, affection, knowledge. And there's this huge responsibility in making sure that when he's no longer under my wing, that he's a good person. I want him to be able to sit back one day and go, we worked together, we did a good job.
That's dadication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Earl Ingram.
In Wisconsin, parents pay one-third of their income on child care. Think about what we need our income for. Shelter, food, clothing, gas bill, electric bill. And we're talking about one child. This is a crisis. Young families are saddled with what is almost impossible to deal with.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. From the home of the frozen tundra, Green Bay's choice for news talk, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW. Take Mino and the Mayor with you anywhere. Download the Civic Media app today from the Apple Store or Google Play Store. And text the studio directly, all from the Civic Media app. Download it today. Now, once again, here's Mino and the Mayor, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back. Mind on the Mayor here on a good-looking Monday. Brittany Merlot, the weather week ahead coming up. First, got some texts here. Listening on vacation from Austin, Texas this week. Great to hear all of you. Wow. William, how are things in Austin, Texas? I like that
what
town.
What a city.
He said it's 80s every day and enjoying a lot of great brisket.
Man, I remember going we played a basketball tournament down and went for a walk along that river. Through campus, walked right over to the football stadium. You could walk right in. You know, in those days, they kept things open. I loved Austin, Texas.
South by Southwest. It's just, that was the go-to place, right? Yeah. Everybody's going to Austin. And that real estate, I don't know if it's leveled off a little bit, but that got so expensive down there.
Oh, really?
But Austin's it's just a great city. Great music.
Love that town.
Love it.
Got this one from Big Wayne. You can also dip for night crawlers in culverts after rain like this. They get washed out of the swamp. Thank you, Big Wayne. I could see me and Big Wayne growing up together.
Yep, me too.
Couldn't you?
Yep.
We're kind of kinship.
They get washed out. Yeah. I wouldn't probably do that.
Is there a smelt season this year? Has there been a smelt season? Anybody know of a smelt run?
Made that too?
Huh, you did that, I'll bet, in Two Rivers. Didn't they run in Two Rivers?
Yeah, they did. I don't know that. My brother did.
Yeah, I mean, people would get just.
And a million of them at home.
And then you'd throw them away.
I don't know.
Don't you
bread them and eat them?
Oh, they're phenomenal. Yeah. But just cleaning them gets to be such a pain in the butt. I remember, with my mom when I'd clean, my job was cutting their heads off with the scissors.
Really? Jeez. That's all you need?
Yeah. My poor mom, she was left to clean everything. I'd take the scissors, I'd cut the head off, hand it to her, and she would take the knife and gut it. I'd take the head, cut the head off, give it to her. Boom.
Well, that's a little assembly line.
Yeah, it was.
That's good.
Yeah. We used to make gnocchi together, too.
Those are sweet.
I know.
Mino
I used
memories.
To cook with my mom a lot doing stuff like
That's
that.
That's nice.
Brittany, you ever chopped a head off a smelt with the scissors?
I have never done that, but I have eaten one, and I have gone out there with the nets and waited and tried to grab a few, but it's fun. You got to do it at night, though, right?
Yeah, but they're real sensitive to the weather. It's got to be, I think, above 40 degrees or below 40. There's like a certain thing that really sets them off to go crazy, or they don't do anything. It's one of those kind of things.
And you bring that net up and there's like a million in there.
Oh, God. You sometimes can hardly lift it.
Right.
Really. Yeah. But it was fun. You'd have a fire on the shore and just kind of, have a couple of beverages and do that. It was a blast. It was a big social activity, to be honest with you, up there, was smelting.
It truly is.
Yeah.
It really is.
I mean, it was like date night.
Boy, that's.
It was.
The more we're talking today, the more I realize we're from two different worlds.
Hey, I just want to know you.
You want to go schmelting?
You want to go do something
that was
Saturday
called
night?
Oh man!
Sure, I'll go with you. Yeah. You got hip boots?
Oh,
yeah. Want to go smelting? Yeah. Will you clean them with me? Can you cut the heads off and I'll gut them? Yeah.
Yeah. What's she doing now, Jeff?
Keeper. She's a keeper.
Yeah. She's a keeper. He's not gonna throw her back.
Hey, if we had people from around here that it smelt, you tell me that I'm lying. That's the honest truth, isn't it? It was like a date night thing. Yes.
Really?
Yeah. You never did that, Brittany? Dates for smelting?
I can answer that for her.
All right. No.
Yeah, no.
Can
no,
you water ski, Brittany?
Brittany, you water ski?
I do.
Yeah.
You do?
I do.
Okay.
Did you grow up on a boat in your family?
I did not. Okay. No. Had friends with boats.
Okay.
You know? All right, well, that's just as good.
Oh, you can't beat that, having a friend with a boat.
Right. Brittany,
gotta
though.
Gotta have a friend with a boat.
Absolutely.
Brittany, but how long, how many times before you got up? And then once you get up, once you know how to water ski, right? It's like ride
sure.
a bike. Yeah.
Exactly.
John tried for 4 hours. I think he had a bad coach, though. Four
no,
hours?
No, Sally's phenomenal. She was unbelievable. Yeah. I don't have it with certain things. Like you say, no matter what, I can't sing.
Well, I don't. My wife hates when I say that because she thinks.
Thank you Donna. Nice. Thank you.
She doesn't like that. But.
Thank you.
All right. You're not too old to water ski.
Oh, I think I am.
Anyway, you can ski. All right. Anyway, Brittany.
You want to take me out one day? Try to teach me?
I don't have a boat that.
We can borrow one. But we got out there. Big Kaz, if he's listening, go out to his boat. Trust me on this. All right. We'll try it.
How about a stand-up paddleboard? Have you ever tried that?
Right.
No, I have not. They seem cool, though.
I think you could do that. You start on your knees, and then once you get enough balance, and you pop right up on your legs, and you can do it. I think you could do it. Start there.
I don't think so.
I have to be honest with you. I don't think so.
No.
I think,
wow.
No?
No.
Come on, you can do the knees.
I would worry, too, because the guy that falls over doing lunges, yeah, I don't know that the paddleboard.
Which is you.
I know. I'm saying paddleboard wouldn't be for me.
I didn't know they were that hard, that they're hard to stand up on.
You gotta balance. Ah. You gotta have a good sense of balance. The key to the paddleboard, though, where we go, there's no motorized vehicles on Sundays on Elkhart Lake. So that's the type
to
learn.
Yeah, yeah. Can you imagine being on the ocean or something, paddleboarding, like a shark swims by underneath you?
You see that fin?
Well, yeah, wouldn't that be something?
Get you paddling faster.
Wow. Hi, Brittany.
You'll stand up real fast.
Yeah, that's right.
That's right. Wow. How are you?
I'm good. I'm thinking now.
We were talking yesterday. The winds were 50 miles an hour here Saturday. Mm-hmm. And we were talking about, Todd was saying, like, down in Mississippi, it'd be like 150 and things, and the horrible storms in Iowa and Oklahoma and everything. What's the strongest you've ever been around when you used to chase those things or whatever?
Are we talking just wind speeds? What's the top wind speed that I think I've felt? That is a good question. Actually, standing outside, I'd probably say 50 to 60 mile per hour winds.
Okay.
When I was inside of a van near a tornado, I mean, that was probably pushing 90 mile per hour winds because it moved the van.
Yes.
Yes. So
I can move.
That was terrifying.
Wow. What's that like, 90 mile an hour winds?
It just looks like the grass is being sucked into the storm, in a sense. It doesn't look like the wind is blowing. It looks like it's taking the grass out. And the rain was just completely sideways. So you see gray.
Brittany,
gray,
nothing else. You're the head meteorologist and this weather. Don't you think, I don't know if you're listening earlier, don't you think Wisconsin's a pretty good place to live weather-wise? I mean, what happened in Oklahoma, that's unbelievable. Iowa and
Omaha.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I know. And Iowa is just so close, but they get so much more humidity.
That's for me.
Heat.
It's on the state line. It's just over the state line.
Right.
Yep. It's just two different worlds. So, yes, I would agree that Wisconsin is a great place weather-wise. Now, we still get our severe storms, but just not as often and every single time. It seems like Iowa's the target, pushing into Illinois. So
right.
I do like living just north of that, I will
Any
say.
Any reason why we're protected here?
The lake helps a lot. When you have the east wind off the lake, it cools it, kills some of those storms. However, sometimes it could enhance it, depends on the situation. But a good chunk of it is just the Great Lakes helps us stay on the cooler side, keeps a lot of that humidity away. But the new trend is that it is pushing further and further towards us. We'll see how it goes in the future. But right now, Western Wisconsin, they're starting to see more active patterns, more severe storms, even as far north as northwest Wisconsin. But if you noticed, the Fox Valley, it all fizzles out every single time, doesn't it?
Yeah, it sure does.
You're darn right. So,
Jeff, has there ever been an actual big funnel cloud hitting in Wisconsin? And I remember Barneveld, I think that time when something happened.
No,
remember one?
St. Nazian's, right? We talked about that. St. Nazian's got wiped out, but not wiped out, but they had a really bad tornado. You remember that, Brittany?
But I mean, is it documented an actual funnel cloud hits the ground type thing?
Are you saying, I don't know these ones, I'm sorry, but what do you mean an actual funnel cloud hitting the ground? Does that make it a tornado, or what makes...
Does that? I don't know. I would think. I mean, where you actually have the whole thing versus, just really, really strong winds.
Yeah.
Where, you see the funnel coming down and it hits.
Like the stuff he sees on TV. Did we ever have one of those here?
A tornado? An actual tornado? Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, okay.
Where it hit the ground, like in The Wizard of Oz?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Really?
All right.
yes.
I mean,
absolutely.
Barneveld was completely wiped out.
I remember
out,
Barneveld.
Right?
I remember that one.
Oakfield was a big one back in the 90s, I believe. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, Barneveld's the one
there
I really
remember. There was Shatek did. I mean, that was 4 or 5 years ago. I think, was it Ripon just had one a couple years ago as well?
Okay.
Yeah, because it was headed towards Oshkosh, and it was just off to the west of it. So.
Wow.
Yeah.
So we're talking about how strong the winds were at 50 miles an hour, 40 or 50 miles an hour the other day. When one of those comes through an area, when you were in Mississippi or wherever you were, in Illinois even, and in those areas, did you ever see the places afterwards, the destruction, with your own eyes?
Oh, yeah.
What's
that
like?
Terrifying, shocking. You realize how strong those winds are and what they can do so fast. It makes you really want to wear a I mean, for a tornado, makes you want to have a helmet nearby, put it that way. But the rest, you know, when you have 50, 60 mile per hour winds and you see just the straight line damage of the trees coming down, it makes you want to have a safe place and a plan and be there, basically, because it's destruction. It's devastation.
And you're not going to ride it out.
No.
You know, it's not going to be, I've lived in this house for 50 years. It's not going anyplace. I'm riding it out.
No. Yeah. And you got to, like you said, Brittany, you got to have a plan. And if you don't think you can live through that, they need to see more of the devastation after, you know, hurricanes, tornadoes. I mean, it's unbelievable the power of Mother Nature. It's just, you know, I mean, 135 miles an E3, which is like 125, 135 miles an hour. I mean, that just, you know, 4 people died in Oklahoma. I mean, it was that really, those are bad. So anyway, yeah, I'm glad we don't have that here, although you think it's creeping in.
Yeah, I do. I mean, it is spring right now. We do have that chance. And then I do see with this strong El Nino pattern, just the fact that climate change on top of that a little bit, we're starting just to see that pattern shift a little bit north, a little bit west. There's been articles, scientific articles done on it as well. So a lot of people agree with what I'm seeing too. But what I'd say is have a NOAA weather radio. That's the best thing. Do you guys have one of those?
No, how do you get those?
You can just get them online. You can go to Walmart, Walgreens. Oh, they have them.
But our phones are pretty good for that, aren't they? I woke up this morning, you know, and it was, I don't know, 4 o'clock, and there was a weather alert on for the fog.
But did it wake you?
No.
Well, then what good is it if it doesn't wake you?
Well, if I'm sleeping, who cares about the fog?
Well, what if there's a tornado coming through when you're sleeping at 3 in the morning? Will it wake you then?
I think they do, right?
Yes. So it's not going to tell you about fog. It's not going to go off.
Okay.
Fog.
Right. Okay.
It's only going to be some life threatening situation.
The sun's coming out.
That's what I mean. It's like on my phone, I've gotten amber alerts and gray alerts and things like that. And by the way, it's not funny. I just want to tell some of my friends, it's no longer funny. You know what's going on.
What?
I'll get bench texts. Mino, you okay? Yeah. Why? Oh, nothing. There's just a gray alert. I saw some guy who was wandering. Like, okay, it's not funny anymore, fellas.
Oh, the silver alerts?
Silver alerts, yeah.
The guy kind of like
you okay?
dazed driving around.
This guy just,
it looks like John from the back.
Yeah.
So
okay. Ha ha, that was funny. Yeah. So on my phone, Brittany, will if there's a tornado warning, will I get it in the middle of the night? Like we get it on the radio station? Will I get that on my phone? Even though I didn't subscribe to it or anything?
No, I think they override everything. Okay. I think we'll check that
out. Does it go through Cellcom then or something?
Quite sure. Well,
whoever your carrier is?
I think the carriers have to agree to that before they get licensing.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
I think.
Okay.
We had to look into that a little bit more, but I think people, if they have their phones, should feel, I don't know if you have to
Brittany, would you look into that for us?
No.
Yes, I will.
Thank you, Brittany.
That, Brittany. But see if we need a weather radio.
I'm not going to believe you. I
can see you saying that.
Yep. I silence my phone at night when I go to bed.
Yeah.
But if there is a storm, tornado kind of stuff, it will go off.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. I didn't know.
I think everybody knew that, but
I did not know that.
Now you do. So now we all do.
Thank you, Jim.
Hey, Brittany.
Thank you.
So this fog.
Being superior to everybody else. Sorry, go ahead.
Brittany, did you have fog up there?
Oh, yes. We've got a little bit. It's not as thick as you. It's riding along that warm front, which is still pushing north through the state. So, yep, we've got it. And it'll probably be here in thick till at least lunch around noon or so. We still have those chances for showers, too, and a few rumbles of thunder as well.
But 60s for the most part coming up now for the week or so, right?
Yeah, carry that all the way into the weekend, mid-60s. I'd say Wednesday is probably going to be the warmest day. We could hit 70 degrees in the Fox Valley.
Yes.
Mostly sunny skies, but then some storms are possible at night, and some of them could be strong.
I actually sat out for about 20 minutes Saturday, just sat back and just felt the sun on my face. Too. It's like, does that feel nice?
It was like 77 here, Brittany.
I know.
On Saturday.
It was great.
It was great. It was awesome. I too sat outside.
That was nice.
And I picked up John.
All right, Brittany. Well, time to get out on the trails and stuff like that, huh? It's that time of year.
We sure do. We've got a place. We've got to meet. Let's go.
That's right.
He's getting his new bike like Wednesday.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. I'm so excited.
We're meeting halfway. Because nice doesn't that trail out in Howard, Suamico, that go all the way
to Mountain Bay goes to Wausau.
That's the name of it. Yeah. So we'll meet halfway. Does. We'll meet
doing this.
Yes, we'll meet just outside of Suamico.
Okay, fine.
That's almost halfway.
If you guys both left at the same time, you'd probably meet in Suamico.
True.
Brittany Merlot, love having you
Thanks,
on.
Thanks, Brittany.
Thank
love
you
guys.
So
Thank
very
you.
Much. Take care. She's always
great
to have. She's awesome. Hey, when we come back, we're talking polka. We've got Senator Gary Drzewicki, who has been so instrumental in promoting polka throughout the area. He's coming up. Pete Doherty for the Packers coming up. We got a lot of stuff going on a Monday. Back after this.
Misery calls for me. The part is over. Turn out the lights.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for the Todd Allball Show.
Most of us agree that every Wisconsinite deserves affordable health care. California mega millionaire Eric Hovde does not. Hovde said he would repeal the Affordable Care Act, quote, in its entirety. What? The Affordable Care Act protects people from insurance companies refusing coverage for pre-existing conditions and stops them from dropping your coverage if you get sick. If Eric Hovde got his way, millions of Americans could get hit with increases in their healthcare premiums of 20% or more. Millions more could lose coverage altogether. Hovde even spoke out against parents helping their kids by keeping them on their health insurance plans until they turn 26. Now, that might be okay for Eric Hovde. His businesses have raked in millions of dollars in handouts. But it doesn't cut it for hardworking Wisconsinites and our families. Call Eric Hovde at his California office, 714-730-4444. Tell him we support lower health care costs. Paid for by Better Wisconsin Together Incorporated.
The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
All right, welcome back. As we said, we have a special guest in-house. Now, last week, for those of you who were tuned in there, had a trivia contest. Was it the Fox Cities trivia or was Green Bay trivia? Whatever, the students. And one of the questions was, what's the state official dance? And it's the polka. But how did it come to be the state official dance? And it was some second graders contacted their senator, and the senator kind of ran with that and made it official. He's done so many other things. I mean, he's been in the Senate for 8 years, I think, did a lot of good things. President Pulaski, town board. But he's here with us today, Senator Gary Drzewicki. Welcome.
Oh, thanks for having me. I'm glad to be here, you guys. Beautiful morning. A little partly froggy out there, but we're good. We're good.
Gary, one of the things is, like Jim and I were talking about, polka is such a universal thing in Wisconsin, all right? And it's almost like, we don't want other states having it. It's like that's, you know what I'm saying? It's like, this is ours, okay? This is ours. Wouldn't you agree?
Well, you might have something to say that it's part of the brand of Wisconsin, if you will. It's part of the brand, if you will. But, you know, can I just jump into something that you weren't going to do, but I'm just going to say it. I mean, we all watch the news and we know what's going on in the world, and it's pretty rough. And then we watch what's happening in our own country, in our own state, and it's pretty rough. It's nasty.
Yeah.
And once in a while, we have to get just a little bit lighthearted. Everybody take a deep breath and let the ones on the right dance with the ones on the left and have just take a say, wait a minute. Let's enjoy this, okay?
I love that.
That's a good way to look at it because there are things we all love. Packers, polka, refreshments. So tell me about that process, though. I want to talk to you about a bunch of other stuff, too, but tell me about the process of the polka. Is that true that these second graders contacted you?
Well, you were actually very close on that, Jim, and it was third graders from Lindbergh School in Madison, not even anywhere that I had expected it to come from or knew that this would come around.
Right.
And Vi Burgum was the lady's name, the teacher. By the way, she just passed less than a month ago. She came to visit me with her third graders, and it was also the fourth graders, her previous year's third graders. And we held they wanted to meet with me, and we had to have that hearing in Fourth North, a large conference room, and 53 kids and Ms. Burgum. And they said, Senator, everybody is telling us what we cannot do. We can't, you know, rollerblade on the sidewalks, right? We got Nancy Reagan. Anybody remember the Just Say No program?
Absolutely.
All of that stuff. Tell us what we can do. Why doesn't somebody tell us what we can do, not cause any trouble, and have fun? They pushed the play button on the boombox, and 53 kids started doing the polka.
Wow. Oh, that's awesome. That's fantastic. Cool. But is it a Polish, or is it Czech or Polish or German, or who really brought it over?
Very close. It was actually from Bulgaria. And what we do around here in most of Wisconsin is technically called the Polish hop. If you've seen the traditional polka, like from the homeland, if you will, it looks a bit different than what we do over here. But nonetheless, the polka is a march. And it was the dance that was done when the men of war would come back from victory, and they would actually march this way. And it was a skip and a hop and a skip and a hop. And if you've ever done the Polish hop, it really is a skip and a hop and a skip and a hop.
I did not know that.
We're with Senator Gary Drzewicki, who we have a lot of things we're going to talk about, but one of the reasons we wanted him on was he was the guy who authored the bill and got the polka to be the official dance, or official dance of the state of Wisconsin. You know, it's funny when you say these third, fourth graders. I mean, how often did we learn, and that's how a bill becomes a law? You know, I mean, they drilled it into our head in school, and they actually lived it.
They did, and give Ms. Burgum, again, all the credit in the world. They found a cause, if you will, making the polka the official state dance. Yeah. Innocuous, right? Harmless. That wasn't going to hurt anyone. And then they pursued it. Now, when they came to my office, it was late in the legislative session. I don't remember the date exactly. Someone's going to do a fact check, and, you know, I won't look so good. I'm going to say it was middle or late January.
All right, we'll give you that.
If they fact check us, they would just halfway through say, our text, it's all BS.
Our text would blow up. No.
For what it's worth, that was only 30 years ago, right? And I was 39, so do the math a little quickly. But for what it's worth, they came to my office, and I thought, yeah, right, fat chances. Is going to happen. We're busy doing stuff. We've got stuff on the docket. Senator Lissay had, and I co-authored the bill reinstituting the death penalty in the state of Wisconsin. We're going to deal with the polka, right? And we had split chambers. The assembly was in control of the Democrats. The Republicans were in control of the Senate. We're really going to get bipartisan effort on this, even though Speaker Waller Kanicki. Kanicki, good Irish name, Kanicki. It was one of the co-sponsors
from Kanicki. What movie, Todd? Todd, what movie?
Don't know.
Hickey from Kanicki. Come on.
Pulp Fiction.
No.
Oh, that's the only movie you keep referencing.
Grease.
Oh, you know what?
It's a badge of honor, Hickey from Kanicki.
Okay, but nonetheless, you know, this isn't going to happen. I thought, no chance. Then they came to visit another time. And what is the process goes on now? Now that we've given you the idea, what do we do? And we got the bill drafter, the legislative bureau come down, and they he says it's not very hard. We got a form for that. And bing, bing, I'm trying to kill this thing because I thought we're just too busy. Yeah. It's not going to happen. And they printed out, and they all took a copy of it home, and it was a one-page piece of legislation. I thought, okay, now we're done. They were back again. And then sometime we had scheduled the very last hearing in the committee that where this bill was referred to. Senator Lissay was the chairman of the bill. We had scheduled the very last hearing, and they called me and said, are you going to schedule that bill for a hearing? These kids. And I have in front of me, see all these letters?
Death penalty.
Yeah. This is all for the polka. They sent me a huge box.
Oh, that's
a huge
cool.
box all wrapped up, and inside were a bunch of more boxes wrapped up like presents. And I said, hey, we cannot accept any gifts. We're elected officials.
Wow, look
we're
at
elected
that.
Officials. And they said, just open them up. And outside the box, it said, Senator, these boxes are filled with hugs and kisses for when you make the polka the official state dance. And see how it took place?
That
and
is,
how they learned the process.
This Very is special. Cool. This is terrific. This only begins to cover it. Polka dance is dazzling. Please make it our state dance. Please, please, please. Thank you.
And they got
from
drawn,
Michael W.
They draw awesome. Pictures of people doing
yes.
the polka.
Yes.
So that, I think so, things are a lot more partisan now. But even back then, they were a little bit. Not a lot of it, but a little bit. And so how did you get the legislature the assembly was Democrat.
Right.
And you guys in the Senate were Republican. And sometimes, how'd you get the win?
Well, can I move fast?
You're sticking around for our next segment here.
Okay? We'll talk about 20
that.
Minutes.
You bet.
We'll talk about that. One thing I wanted to ask, though, who took it over? I mean, I don't know many Bulgarians around here.
Oh, it passed on to the many of the countries nearby. You were right, the Poles and the Czechs, and very, very, very similar in all the other nations. They picked it up and said, yeah, we're going to do this.
Okay. That's awesome.
Senator Gary Drzewicki here, celebrating polka, 30th anniversary of it becoming the state dance of the state of Wisconsin.
That's great.
I love
kids.
It. All right, we got to set a quick
process.
Break. Back with more. We got Pete Doherty for the Packers, Press Gazette beat, Jane Benson, Wisconsin Grassroots, Josh Thies, Options for Independent Living. We got a lot of stuff going on today. Back after this.
Three conductors and 25 sacks on me. All along the southbound Odyssey, the train pulled out at Kankakee and rolls along.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for Matt Nair on Air.
Todd Albaugh.
everybody. Join us next time as we recap the weekend news events and kick off It's Gonna Be May Week.
The Todd Albaugh Show. Weekdays noon till 2.
Guess what? Guess what? It's gonna be May.
College may not be the right path for your kid, but that doesn't mean they can't earn a good living and have a secure future. If they like working with their hands and want to help build up surrounding communities, they should consider a career in the skilled trades through a four-year apprenticeship as a union carpenter. To learn more, it's easy. Visit northcountrycarpenter.org and fill out the interest form to get more information. That's northcountrycarpenter.org.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay.
WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.